Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5FT Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipole Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipole Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipole Radio.
Shout out to Dipole Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipole Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipole Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipole Radio.
Here we go. Okay, everybody, step up to this.
Digi stands, make the CD enhance. I move with the speed and strength to ant. Identical in form, with the bees they swarm. Hold up the cold current, appear warm. My first road was raw. Started on some yes, yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. Break your windshield, your Jeep stall. Whistle traffic, dumb as shit, from ecclesiastic. Cashier, holding out, vine, cut off the plastic. See the logo, a monument in hip hop. Carved out in a giant landscape, a broken rock. For the herd and nerve spot, jukebox and mold shots. Uncut live, drop 85 in one shot. Spotlight hits the metal mic, majority stare. Heard the woo snare, while my iris cut down the glare. Walk a road to great length, you find too long to measure. My clan will make me rhyme like D-Banner under pressure. No surprise, double disc touch five. Those elements kept environments colonized. With the high flying, depth defined, flow like the rebel. Right there, but you're one light year from a level.
Check it. Yo, bottles going off in the church. We broke the wine, slapped the pastor. Didn't know Pop had asthma. He pulled out his blue Bible, chain fell out his coat. Three condoms, two dice, one bag of dope. Ooh, Rev ain't right, his church ain't right. Deacon is a pimp, tell by his eyes. Mrs. Mark said, Brother Starks, meet you at the number spot. Heard you got red tops out, and I want a lot. Shirley Fain is dead on the spot. Two usher slip, $80 right out the pot. Oh shit.
Egyptian, brown skin, brown suede Timbs, masquerading, X-rated, throw blades, all occasions. Round nozzles, touchdown. Haagen-Dazs goggles, White House, Gucci flag on the roof, call a spy group. Mere intelligent, body name and mark it out, no doubt. Always saw he bought Lori Mars, bought flowers, simple. Blimp instrumentals, run camps and stands get you. The way we lamp fans come and get you. Play fullback, strapped like a fuck wall at the black. Carlo Gambino, stash house and Hackensack. Pack capsules, Green Bay, I'm laying down like wax too. It's all actual, we built like crash food. Coconuts, incense, one sentence. Say yo, control the holy flinch, hit this. New whip, Roman numerals, sun slash. Some niggas like Tango and Cash. Alpha trash cash, roll out fast, fast.
Okay, everybody. Okay, everybody.
2000, nothing but hardcore. We trying to get land, riches, and more. Ghost put me on to it. We just do it. Floor, so whatever. Take care of the business. It's too many roughnecks. Give two of these to flex. Tell them it's real rap like Ghost. Had to beat niggas with toast. Plugs, we got clientele. We lay it down flat. Pulled out on y'all, kid, now where your man's at? Faking the real like, damn, I can't stand Kappa. Then my wardrobe flooded the next chapter. You heard about us like we heard about you. Bless the mic with reality, hit you with the virtue. Calm down, I'm trying to hurt you. Burst through, bad shit, badder than all y'all niggas out there. We the glitz like Y2K. Catch the ball when it drop, guns pop, y'all have a nice day.
But the Colonel Buddha, Iron Man, he is invincible. His remarkable armor is supreme.
Yo, sometimes I'm liable to spaz and break fool. Grab my gun, select one, snatch some. The barrel by his face, blast one by his eardrum, hits one. Drop thinking you shot, screaming like a bitch. Kicks to your face, shots to the body that shake like the bass. I'm low spaced up, military style down. Enough ammunition and rounds across the chest.
Get to the intro, rap through pose. Smash the fresh ball and wax. Sees a flashy penthouse that overlooks the vista. Wally mock cap tie, swimming chunks, three chunks of ice. Sitting Johnny walking for advice. Catch the moment from Ray Zed Will. Work with the homeless, polish diamond edge, Flintstone shit. Still in the cold pit, carefully. Swing the B7 series. Christmas lights too bright. Ghosts is coming, y'all. Fix the mirrors. Relax like putting. Confidence strangle, my man cutting. Exile, he no longer in the hood. Bless the kid that max the most. Me, I turn a wedding in the host. Roses tied the balls on both. Store commercial breaks, pissing the apple juice. Watch the nigga rock the big dudes. Jiffy Pop, that's only chair. Ooh, it's all good. Almonds for days, brand new biscuits. Fiend to get caught up in the mischief. Jury swim, hydro tank, 70 afro disc, bank glossy. Betsy Ross up in the fish tank, Australia. Ghost Mount Everest, cactus hedge, raid the desert, quench a camel thirst, Poland spring weather.
sat around the illest villains campaigning. Why we all G off, automatic millions, now we ain't playing. Wolves start scheming. Violate me in the rain, get more respect. Rob Marvin Gaye on him, gold black beige on him. Heavy gauge, getting blazed, all that money, but he ain't even shaved. This a new flavor, bigger vets, bigger baguettes, bigger base. God damn it, nigga got saved. Three or more, 2004 blazes. Looking good, it's all hood, just analyze the maze. Peace, less mosey and sways, y'all. Then count real bank and thank him. Hit me on the page, what?
I was born on the same day as Dr. Seuss. Plenty of friends, Henny and Jen, who got the juice? Let's get drunk in this motherfucker, let's get pumped. I need that bump, like I ain't took a bath in a month. You can find me where the thugs be at, club be at, a fact. I love women cause they love me back. The name's Johnny, they used to call me sucker for love. But now I'm grimy, cops searching motherfuckers for drugs. Give me that buzz, that come in nickel dimes and dubs at 420. Well, niggas knew what time it was. A shot of Remy in my system, I'm buzzed. Then baby, I ain't just a little wall from unplugged. Haha, you know I crack myself up sometimes with no excuses. Like every nigga that done time, I didn't do it. Meth, the magnificent, not Jeff. I see the game done gone impotent, soft and suspect.
Intoxicated, deep and faded by your honey. Why we finally made it. Got the love and money, see them shine. They wanna hate it, try to break it, but it's all that mine. Nothing can change.
Smith with six shots, lick shot. Leave your head like a silent monk with six dots. Hindu Kush, twist in a sweet switcher. In search for Bobby the digital bitch, not Bobby Fischer. Head full with a gray douche and Red Bull. A case full of beer weed, plus a bed full of dime piece. My new type bitches, who mind their own business. Go my dick like birthday cake wishes. My word is scornful, hard to respond to. Dirk McGurk, we selling Bolton in Honolulu. Brooklyn, shoot, wild like Shaka Zulu. Brooklyn, shoot, cops will go right through you. Text me in Cali or the streets of Maui. In the 2006, pitch black Audi. Driving by bitches, I'm like howdy. Duty, to use the beauty, bitches crowd me.
Die for radio in the place to be. Get my Wu-Tang mix on. I got my Wu fam, Wu Nation, Wu representative in the house. Beautiful, beautiful night here at Dafo Radio. DJ Allah Mathematics, what's happening with you, my G?
Peace, what's good? What's going on, man? Same old thing.
Absolutely. You know, just enjoying some Wu like we usually do. You know, and actually, I've been bumping that mixtape. That was actually done by you, that 8 Diagrams for, oh, man, I'm trying to place the year, but I still bump that mixtape.
Oh, wow.
On a regular basis,
yeah, like,
my dude.
Yeah, that was like 2008, something like that, 2007.
Yep, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. But, you know, speaking of years like that, obviously your catalog is extensive, needless to say. But I got to ask you, you know, one of my first questions, honestly, is especially because of how deep-rooted, you know, the Wu Nation is, and especially there's nobody like you guys. Wu-Tang is Wu-Tang. How have you basically stayed in your lane like that, but really didn't have to change because the game has changed, you got to admit. You know, how have you, you know, still been successful with just staying in your lane? Because a lot of people can't do it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I mean, it's just like, you know, you just try to stay true to what you do. Basically, you know, that I guess that's really it. I mean, and it's like, it's kind of crazy because it's like sometimes, you know, change, you try to change, you try to grow, you try to develop, but yet it's still you try to keep your roots, you know what I mean? I think sometimes when you start going too far away from your roots, sometimes, you know, people will look at you like, you know, what you doing? So it's like, you know, yeah, you definitely just try to stay close, stay grounded, I guess, have a foundation. You know, our foundation is basically all mine. It's definitely just like real, raw hip-hop, you know, pure hip-hop.
Yep, absolutely. But you guys also, you did carve kind of your own, you know, I guess lane, you know, lack of better word,
yeah.
But because you were doing hip hop from day one that nobody was really doing.
And yeah.
you know we're from an era too where sounding different actually made you successful. We're kind of in a little
right.
different situation now, you know, as far as what's out there. But
right.
you guys really chiseled your own sounds, and from, you know, 30 years, 25 years now, it's still remarkable.
Yeah, that's true. Because people, you know, love the sound. You know what I mean? Appreciate all that, though. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So to go into it, really, because we're talking foundation, how did you originally link up with GZA?
I linked up with GZA through, like, one of my big brothers, Infinite, you know what I mean? Now, Infinite is like, you know, I grew up under him. You know, that's why, you know, I always call him my big brother. We're not physically related like that, but, you know, he was like a big brother to me. And, you know, through him, that's how I met GZA.
That's what's up. Now, you've been working, man, but, you know, in that, around that time when you came across the RZA and Old Dirty Bastards, which, of course, their cousins, I read something today fascinating. I thought I knew a lot about you already, but one fateful night in the studio, you and RZA started constructing a beat, and that eventually what turned into be Ice Cream off of Only Built for Cuban Links, correct?
Not correct.
Okay.
I think it was basically, you know, stories get changed, I guess, as you go along. But basically, that's actually made me start producing. You know, I got to see, you know, Ice Cream, you know, being made. So,
okay.
You know, RZA was constructing it. I had nothing to do with the construction of it, you know. But that's the joint that really made me want to produce, because I seen where it started from, then I heard how it ended. So it was like, you know, it was like a totally complete change, because it's like before that, you know, I used to try to produce earlier than that, and actually we didn't really know it was production, like when GZA first was trying to get the next deal, before the Wu-Tang, after the Cold Chillin', you know, we started doing joints, and we was just basically, you know, we was just sampling, you know, sampling everything, you know, but like RZA was putting together pieces, like he was just changing everything up, and, you know, you know, he'll take a sound from this, a sound from that, combine it with another sound, and, you know, with the sample, and, yeah, he was just going crazy. But that's what made me want to produce, though.
But obviously, you know, being a DJ from really growing up, did you always have that knack that you knew you were probably going to go into producing even before that? Because obviously, you know, especially back then, DJs, I mean, there was a lot of work you did. There's no Serato. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really had to feel
yeah.
the music. So was that something you were interested in to begin with?
Well, I guess so, because it, to me, production and DJ go hand in hand. It's like, you know, basically, you know the music you want to play or the music you want to hear. So that's basically, you know, and plus you got rhythm. You have, you know, I guess the flair to know the breakdowns, and yeah, so I guess it go hand in hand. Most producers or hip hop producers are DJs, whether you look from like RZA to Prince Paul to Marley Marl to Dr. Dre, you know what I mean, to Q-Tip, Pete Rock, you know, you talk of all producers, but they was all DJs too, you know.
Yep, and that's kind of why I brought it up like that as well. Because it does go hand in hand, but not necessarily today. And,
yeah,
you know, the more DJs
more, I was just going to say, today is a little different as far as, because a lot of people now think they're DJs, you know, because they get a program and, you know, back, you know, it's different. Back then you have to learn how to scratch, first of all. You know what I mean? You have to learn how to control the record on a turntable with a needle on it without making it jump. Make it do what you want to do. Nowadays, you know, you got programs and things where you don't have to necessarily have that skill.
Yeah, and the more DJs I've had on the show and do interviews with, the one thing they do say about the digital era and Serato is, or torque, whatever, you know, whatever you might use. They don't lose records in, through going through customs and traveling anymore. And that's the one, you know, I mean, obviously it's more convenient, but the feel they still love of the 1200s and the real records, but they're like, man, I don't lose any records anymore. And the records are getting a little more rare as time goes on.
Yeah, I remember I was on a tour and I lost a crate of like the flight cases, a whole case of records. Because the dudes that was packing and unpacking the bus took the records off the bus to make room for the luggage or whatever and forgot to put it back on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Right. I mean, see, but, and it's stuff like that's irreplaceable. I mean, you can't. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough, I mean. To get off the digital era, because you obviously are still very dominant in this game as a producer. I'm gonna actually go to this track right now, and obviously I got more questions for you, and we got callers already, you know, on the line and whatnot. You know how we do it here, you know, Die for Radio. But tell us a little bit about this Keep Watch, and definitely you produced this track and this single. I think I remember seeing. RZA posted, but just posted quick not too long ago. But tell me a little bit about this track.
This is just something, you know, we had worked on as far as, like, for the Wu album. Basically, even, like, with the track, for me, it was just, like, the whole thing is, like, I always wanted to create certain music that, you know, you try to, like, I'm from the age of sampling. So, you know, I'm proud to say, like, this record has no sample in it, but it sounds like a sample. You know what I mean? So, basically, you know, just trying to create a certain, you know, what you hear in your head and, you know, bring it out to record. For me, I think I'm getting better with that. You know what I mean? As far as, like, because, you know, some people look at the live instruments or look at, you know, playing, like, nah, you want to hear that sampling, which is cool. You know, I love samples too nowadays, but at the same time, you know, I need more of a challenge myself. I need to, you know. So, I look at people, like, I always looked up to RZA as far as on production. RZA was, you know, he went to playing instruments as well. So, you know, when he was first doing it, I was looking at him like, oh, man, samples is it. He even told me, he said, nah, you stay with the samples because, you know, that's where you're at right now. You know what I mean? He was trying to go somewhere else. It took me a second to get there, and I understood exactly what he says, was saying. I didn't take it no type of way. I took it like, okay, yeah, maybe I should stay with that. Because when I tried to step out at first, you know, everything's experiments, you know. Some things are unsuccessful. But, yeah, I'm going to let you play the record. I know I'm talking.
No. And, hey, man, that's what it was about, honestly. I like to get, you know, I like to get origins. I like to get a feel from the artist. And I'll have to tell you, growing up listening to music and not just Wu-Tang, but everything around that era, I felt like I knew the artist, you know. Mm-hmm. And you could tell the way they were by the way they spit, by the way they presented themselves, what you read about them. You know, you don't necessarily know that about artists anymore. So that's something I'm also trying to bring back, because a lot of these artists, they could be talking about something in a song that has nothing to do with their life. That's just what they wanted to sell the record about, you know.
Right.
And we commend you guys for still sticking in your lane and just being you. And you're right, that does have a lot to do with your success. So salute to y'all, for real.
Oh, thank you, man.
Definitely, definitely. We're going to go to this Wu-Tang Keep Watch. You know what I'm saying? DJ Allow Mathematics in the house. Callers, I see everybody on the line. Man, everybody's going to get their chance. I got more questions. We got just hip-hop to celebrate tonight. Die for Radio. Let's go.
I ain't trying to be no D-boy. I love music, I'm a B-boy. Are you the undercover or the decoy? I'm heavy with the D, trouble T-boy. A pit with no muzzle, about to bust your bubble like a keloid. Too much marijuana got me P-Nar. I'm killing instrumentals with that all so simple, can it be boy? Shout to Lil C's, B.I.G. boy. And fuck Dr. Spock, I mean Redman, it's not Leonard Nimoy. 88 keys on the keyboard, I'm down to catch rap. Take them first three letters out of record. It's meth, you heard it through the wire, I could be more. Or washed up like Sunny Black Spock. Body on the seashore.
Damn.
That's a problem, I could be yours, a monster without the mad scientist and Igor. I've heard it before, a third of these boys got murder raps and never even murdered before.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block, each block.
Code name Sensei, I live what my pen say. Game Hall of Fame, flow is MJ. Muy caliente, je m'appelle Rebel, capiche, comprende. Son, I'm touching them up. Trust, I'm like Justin Tuck, how they duck in the rush. Trying to break bad, you break. Like I own a bake shop, how I stack cake. Greatness is nothing, deck the next Nike ad. Wifey bad, and my life got him slightly mad. Cause I shine like chrome in July. So your eye, open your eyes, notice the lie. DEA say I'm drugging them. I get to leaning hard, I get the fiends to nod. I mean they loving them. All here, your highness, terrific win. Put a so-called beast in his place, Pacific Rim.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block,
foul ass police, crooked ass friends. I don't give a fuck, yo, the drama never ends. I'm a project nigga, I don't care about the bands. Plus I had a lot of chicks, you can have those bitches. But I murder your blood clot if you touch my riches. Yeah, crazy ass skipper, I be in the slums, nigga. Fuck where I come from, I'm a quiet gangster, nigga. First I get you comfortable, then I start shanking niggas. Park Hill coders don't violate the family. Brother to brothers, no snakes in the amnesty. I come through wildin' on some Wu-Tang Kennedy. Googly-eyed nigga, chop his face in the ministry. Never scared to do the time, fuck the penitentiary. Leave a bunch of dead niggas, don't forget to mention me. The angel of rap, the unordinary light. Already did what I was going through before you even got the mic.
We left a large solar cloud distinguished by size. Interaction with the wise and civilized. The mind caused matter to fall into a center. A great deal of heat that irradiate Virginia. From out of this collision, the central core became thick enough to trap its own light and bring vision. Each drop full of hip-hop energy. Balance on all sides, such great symmetry. The bars unlock the power of the stars. The mirror and the telescope pinpoint the guards from a distance, acting as a guiding coach. Analyze the board, universal approach. Retune the soul to a certain pitch. Changing the frequency frequently, hitting a certain switch. The love is paramount, the connect is brotherly. Respect for the intellect and broad discovery.
Keep watch, lights out when the beat drop. Keeping the streets locked, I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block. Keep watch, lame niggas out there could kick rocks. Run these streets out here, don't need cops. I'm calling all G's from each block, from each block.
Check it out. This is Lord Jamar, brand Nubian. Known Associates is in effect right now. You're checking out Die For Radio with my man Dyer Lansky. That's how we do it. Peace to the gods and earths. One.
Die For Radio. You heard it first. Keep watch. Man, definitely, definitely see a banger. And I mean, I guess that's just an attest to your guys, you know, and yourself, your longevity. I mean, again, you can 25 years later, and I mean, I don't think people understand really too. Those that aren't you know super familiar with you, I mean, your production credits are out the roof. I mean, you've stayed working day after day, year after year, year after year. That being said, you know, how do you feel about hip-hop right now? You guys have an advantage. You've always had your own sound and been successful. Again, not everybody can do that. But how do you feel about hip-hop right now?
Well, I mean, the way I feel about hip-hop, I mean, I think it is definitely more diverse than it was before. You have definitely more, like, you know, like, I remember growing up, you know, you had your, you always had your hardcore, you know, you had your conscious, then, you know, you got your stories, like as far as Slick Rick, and then I remember one time you even had your hip house, you know what I mean? Like certain albums, they all had the house track, you know what I mean? Then you had your reggae, you know, your hip-hop reggae. You had, you know, albums, you know, you had that one song, you know what I mean? You know, it just grew and it developed. So nowadays you got more different facets of it, you know what I mean? Or, you know, as far as like, you know, everybody's not going to be happy with, you know, everything that they hear. You know, it's like, you know, like, say, like, when he first came out, it was just the chocolate-covered M&Ms. So then they came with more flavors. You know, you got your orange. You know, you might like the orange, you might like the green, but you might not like the red. You know what I mean? You know, as far as, like, me personally, I listen to everything. I'm a DJ, so I got to listen to everything. You know, whether I like it or not, you know, I have to play it. You know, I'm from a different era, personally. And even like with the news, I'm gonna give you a good example. Like with the news, like you got Fox News, you got CNN News. I prefer CNN News not because of, you know, whether it's a Republican or Democratic thing, but just because I don't like opinionated news. You know, I like the news. Give me the facts. Tell me what they are. CNN will give you the facts, and then it's up to you to draw up your own conclusion. Fox is more opinionated. It's like they want to tell you the news, but they want to tell you how they feel about it. And it's like, personally, I don't care how you feel about it. You know what I mean? Just give me the facts. So being a DJ, I would have to play things, you know, that maybe I might not even like. But, for me, when I make music, that's when I want you to feel me, because music is more or less a feeling. It's emotional. You know,
yes,
you shouldn't have to think too hard when you're listening to music at all. You know, I know I'm running around a question, basically, but, you know, like I just said, it's more diverse, you know what I mean? Some of it I like, some of it I don't like, as far as, you know, you know, people always complain, well, you want to hear that hardcore hip-hop, well, you have it, you know what I mean? You go on the internet and find hardcore hip-hop all day. I mean, even underground artists, people you never heard of, because basically the internet is a platform for everybody. It's just up to you to find what you're looking for.
Yeah, and you're, you know, you weren't necessarily running from the question. Like you said, it's facts. You're just given facts. And, you know, things are going to change throughout time no matter what you do. There's still going to be a cycle that needs to be completed. I mean, the whole thing. But again, I don't know, you guys have had, I mean, tremendous success just being you. And I really mean it, you know, and not just to be a Wu-Tang fan or, you know, a fan of yours or anything. It's like there's not too many people that are uniquely diverse the way you guys are and just still successful. I mean, 36
you know
Chambers and stuff before that is still bumped like it just came out.
Yeah, that's good. You know, that's good because that's one thing you try to make, timeless music, you know. And that, like me personally, I strive to make timeless music and not music for the times, you know, because, you know, it becomes dated. And it's like, you know, Cream is one of them joints you can still listen to today, and it's like, you know, it still hits you. And I think that might be the only problem that I, you know, personally do have with music is like, you know, as far as like with hip-hop is that, you know, off the back of hip-hop, you know, came all these other styles and you know, hip hop is the foundation, so it's gonna be that's the rawest form. You know, and a lot of things have been mixed and diluted with and it becomes more maybe, you know, some might say weaker, some might say lighter, however you wanna say, but I'm just as far as like with the mainstream that you don't have a choice. You know what I mean? It's like, this is what you're going to listen to. This is what we're ramming down your throat. I think it should be more of a choice because you don't have really conscious rap nowadays. You don't hear it. You know what I mean? And that's something I think as far as the youth need to hear, you know, like more messages in music. Rather, you know, not necessarily saying somebody preaching to you or whatever the case. I mean, you know, even from messages, like Son of Pepper, you know, I had a song about safe sex. Let's talk about sex. I mean, all this is just something to have you thinking but enjoying music at the same time. I think a lot of that is lost. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think we need more of it. It's not, like I said, it's there, but we need more of it in your face. You know, like the PEs. Where's the PEs? It's like, you know, haven't heard of PE in I don't know how long. You know what I mean? I mean, you got, we do have, you know, underground, message music, but where's it coming from the youth? I mean, you have, like, you know, from, you know, Immortal Technique, you know, Thank You for Him. You know what I mean? Thank You for, you know, I mean, I like Jay Electronica. And, you know, it's certain cats, but it just needs a little bit more of it. It needs to be more in your face, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I'll give up, and I'm going to hit these callers too because they've been holding for a minute. But, you know,
okay.
I think someone like a Joey Badass is kind of bringing back that feel again.
Yeah, I like Joey Badass. I like Troy Ave, you know. There's some cats out there, you know, that definitely got some talent, you know. Taking that away from him. I like Schoolboy Q, like his album production wise, I mean, it's off the hook. You know, it's kind of refreshing to hear that. Even like the whole, you know, TDE, what they doing, because it's like, it kind of reminds me of how we did certain things as far as like everybody support. You know, like you hear a Schoolboy Q album, you're gonna hear, you know, everybody in this crew on it somewhere doing, you know, supporting it, you know, and making songs that, like, oh, that, you know, there's actually songs that, you know, everybody had a genuine, you could tell, when I listened to it, I could tell everybody had genuine love for making this album and, like, yo, that's my dude, this is how we rolling, you know,
yep.
And, yeah, and it relates to him, his struggle, his life, and where he came from, you know?
Yep, absolutely. Man, speaking real shit right here, people. You already know Die for Radio. Everybody on the line that wants to talk, be sure to press 1. Everybody listening online, 646-200-4945. I'm going to go to 404.
Yep.
Yo. He cut out. Woo.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah. Okay, we got. I'm going to hit this 917 live on Die for Radio. DJ,
yo,
what's
going on?
Hey.
Oh, what's happening, man? Definitely, doing the hip hop conversation. You already know, my G.
Okay, that's what's up, man. It's a pleasure to be here, man. Thanks for inviting me.
No problem, man. We just chopping it up here with DJ Law Mathematics. You know what I'm saying? And just
what's
kind
up,
of speaking
bro?
About the game and the way it is. I mean, and he said that he has some good points. That, you know, you're kind of force-fed certain things nowadays, and it's like that's all you have. So there's really no other options, if you will. Underground, you really have to look for. I mean, what's your opinion on that? And for everybody that doesn't know this, Dice Raw, you know what I'm saying, the roots in the house, legends in the house, Die for Radio.
Yeah, man, definitely. The way I look at that is, you know, I mean, black artists and underground artists need to take more interest into what they're doing and to express themselves differently. It's not necessarily a money thing. Well, I mean, it is a money thing, but I think that when money is the main focus, it kind of sucks the art form out of it. When we just get into a cookie-cutter kind of a cookie-cutter industry, and that's not just with music, but that's all across the board, you know, film, television, with the reality shows, with the songs, and the lack of political interest, the lack of love interest, I mean, just a lack of interest, period. I mean, just speaking from my perspective as a black male, I look at other black males, there's just no interest in anything besides Jay-Z, video games, and Jordans.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I mean, it's up to us. It's up to the DJs, too, to be those tastemakers and those gates, not what we're representing as a whole, as a culture. You know, that's not what this is about. That's not what the foundation is. I mean, when you look at, you know, rock and roll, or indie rock or punk rock or classic rock or country western, I mean country music, those people have strong gatekeepers who are like, yo, that's not going to happen. We're not going to let that fly because they have more of an interest than the payoli or the free clothing line, the cheap hip hop clothing line or cheap whatever is being passed around in these radio stations that are buying these gatekeepers off. Oh, you know, buying them off. And
yeah.
You look at, you know, Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, he sells the same as anybody from 30 years ago in the country western world because they have rules, you know what I'm saying, that they don't stray from. And in hip hop, I think with the whole idea of hating, that person's making money, don't hate on them. I mean, that's kind of where it all got jacked up at. So, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. And the 404 caller had called back, but real quick, go to Mathematics. I mean, you agree with what he's saying, basically. I mean, you guys are hitting on all the right points, but do you have any, you know, thoughts on what he's saying?
Oh, nah. I mean, he definitely got some good points as well. I mean, you know, and these, like basically, I guess, like both of us, he's speaking from our experience and from what we've seen. And as far as the art form that we both participated in and still do to this day. So, you know, and trying to preserve it because these are thoughts to help preserve what we do. You know, and it seemed like something that everybody is attracted to and love as far as hip hop. You know, everybody, you know, from just simple movies to commercials to TV shows to sports shows. I watch sports shows and, you know, I see the hip hop all in it, and it's like for us crusading to preserve it. Why is that? It's just that, you know, it's just crazy. But what it is that, you know, with all good things, you know, once money becomes involved in big business, then it becomes more or less not, you know, they try to control it. In other words, they try to control it. And this is something that came from the streets because it came from when we had nothing else. You know, all we had was us. And we couldn't afford instruments, and you know, basically, we could do this for free. Just beatboxing,
yeah.
or you know, find a wall or a notebook, make a beat, rhyming, putting two turntables together. It's like, oh, two records, same. Even if it wasn't the same records, we made it work. You know, that's just what it was. You know, hip hop, and it's like now what's making it work or what's fueling it. It's something totally different, and I agree with what he was saying, too, as far as, like, you know, taking interest, like, even in your craft or, you know, what you do, because if you don't, somebody else will, and somebody else will try to, you know, especially, well, somebody else is big business to manipulate it and use it for their gain.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to take this call real quick because I know, Matt Maddox, you know, Got to get going as well, and you've been rocking with us, and so I'm gonna hit this 404. See if he's on the line. 404, live with Dice Raw DJ. I love Mathematics. What's happening? Dot 4 Radio.
Hey, what's happening? It's Nick Fury of the Drodians. What's happening, man?
Drodians,
good man.
Beautiful night.
Hey, what's happening, Dice Raw?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Peace. I'm all right. Peace to the God. I love Mathematics.
Peace. What's good, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. Yeah, I'm go by the name Nick Fury, but my tribute, Life Supreme Allah. So peace to the God.
Peace, Almighty.
You know, first of all, me growing up in Atlanta, I stuck out like a sore thumb listening to groups like The Roots and Wu-Tang especially. Because, you know, down in the South, back in the day, we was, you know, kind of gated from everybody else. And, Wu-Tang, as well as The Roots, had a lot to do with me picking up a cane in the first place. But in terms of creativity, along Mathematics, how was it being in such a creative unit with the RZA, True Master, Fourth Disciple, when it came down to making music?
It was competitive. Cause it's like I couldn't go in the studio, you know. Well, I did, you know what I mean? You come in the studio with like, you know, I write beats or something, you know, that you thought was cool. You come in with that, it's like, you know, RZA, Fourth, True Mass, Inspector Deck, them brothers wasn't playing. They was coming with heat. So So, you know, if I wanted to get any type of play, I had to be, you know, competitive. That's what it was. The same thing, you know, but that's the era we came from. It was competitiveness, like as far as DJing, it was competitive, you know, just like even MCing. They had to compete to get on their tracks. So, you know, I mean, just to be around that, you know, still sharp is still, and that's how we stayed sharp, and that's how we do what we did.
Peace. I got one more question. Dice Raw.
Gilbert.
I would like to know, how does it feel being a part of a crew who took the torch from Stephasonic, the old hip-hop band, and now get widespread notoriety playing for shows? You know, how was that going from just strictly hip-hop to the other side knowing who you are?
Well, you know, it definitely feels good. I'm definitely proud of what the group has accomplished, Black Bone, Questlove, and the rest of the guys. I'm just proud of them, and I wish them continued success. I mean, and I'm hopeful for more continued success along with them. You know, but I think basically when you look at the Roots, you're looking at not something that's an anomaly in the music industry, but for our side of the music industry, it is like that. And I think that deals with, again, going back to the same thing, like, you know, with our music being limited and aging out, you know, I think a lot of different cultures, you know, artists can grow old gracefully in hip-hop. I mean, grow up gracefully in other genres like rock and country, like we were saying before. But with hip-hop, it has a certain stigma where, though, it's like when you get to a certain age, you can't do it any longer. And I think what the Roots are showing right now is that that's not true. And, I mean, I think Jay-Z and LL Jay and Run DMC and, you know, Busta Rhymes and Common, for instance, have shown that as well. But with the Jay-Zs and the Busta Rhymes, they, you know, with the Roots and Common don't have those iconic record sales. And I think that says a lot to the character of the music that they've been doing, and just staying true to what they've done and trying to put out something very critical every chance they had, you know.
Yeah, I dig it.
Feels good.
Well, I appreciate talking to y'all, man. It's been an honor.
Hey, man, honor's all mine, brother. Be safe.
All right, peace. Diane, I'll call back later.
Absolutely, homie. We appreciate your support. Drodian's in the house. You already know. Now, man, Mattis, man, I appreciate you rocking with us tonight, man. I really do. I appreciate your insight. Obviously, your music to this day. If I could just get one favor before you go and get a Die 4 radio drop from you, I'd be blessed to get that. But other than that, keep us involved in, you know, whatever endeavors you have, new singles, anything like that. I mean, we're going to hold, you know, people like Dice Raw and yourself and everything you guys have done. It's my job to hold you guys down. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely salute you. Do you got any last words you want to say to the people?
Yeah, I just want to say peace, you know what I mean? And just keep striving for perfection, everybody, man. I'm going to leave it at that. Dice Raw, peace. God for Radio Mathematics right here. Wu-Tang it all day long. Peace.
All right, Brother Mathematics. Be safe.
That's what's up. Legends in the house. And again, Dice, just a pleasure having you here. And, I kind of got to ask the same question, not necessarily the same question that the other gentleman asked, but, I mean, it's pretty impressive on a music standpoint, what you guys have accomplished. Because even with sampling back in the day, didn't matter, you know, and I put Wu-Tang in the same category. Everybody was musicians. Now, with a lot of things that are new nowadays, I've always said we can't blame the people for being born in the year 2000. You know, we can't blame them for being younger and not knowing, but, you know, we are fortunate enough to grow up with real music, records, jazz, you know, soul,
classical
music.
Yeah, we can't blame them for not knowing, but we can definitely blame ourselves for not teaching them properly, definitely.
Yo, okay, yeah, I agree with you on that. But at the same time, that's kind of a double-edged sword because it is all right in front of them now with YouTube and Google and everything. I mean, they should want to do the knowledge. When you talk about people in rock and all sorts of other stuff, they actually do the research.
Do.
Oh, you know, Jimmy Page used to play this type of guitar and, you know, this and that. The information's right there in front of them.
Yeah, I think they do want to know about a lot of different things. But I think, what like you said earlier, when they get bombarded, I mean, when you go to YouTube, what's on the front page? It's like a cat chasing a ball of yarn. You know, it has a million hits or 2 million hits. When, you know, you could Google a Coltrane record and it had 500 views. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, those are the type of things that we have to fight against. You know, but you know, I mean, in any case, I mean, I think some of the younger generation does seek out older music and you know, older culture things. But that a lot of times they're not aware that these events even occurred. Like, you know, one particular kid that I know, he mows my mother's lawn. He came into the house and he saw us, and he says to me, he says, "Well, what's going on in this picture?" And I said, "What do you mean, what's going on?" I said, "You never saw the civil rights movement or, you know, any pictures of, police brutality in the 60s against white, you know, white police officers against black civilians?" And he said, "Well, I knew white people used to treat us bad." He said, "I just didn't know it was like that." Because he saw the water holes, he couldn't believe it. And then he said, "I said, well, you never saw any footage of Martin Luther King, and you know, any of his marches and speeches." And he says, "Oh yeah, well, I saw when the police beat him up in L.A."
Hmm.
He wasn't talking about Martin Luther King. He was talking about Rodney King.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, see, that's a problem. And that's not something that he should. That's not something that's his fault on his own. That's who taught him. Like, you know, and a lot of that stuff comes from the household. I'm not saying it's you and it's like you and me should be walking on the street, keep grabbing every young brother we can. I mean, but we should at least be grabbing some or grabbing one. And I mean, it's just like, and I'm sure you do. Not to say you don't, but I'm sure you definitely do that, and I'm sure you do a lot of good work. Because, you know, I can just tell by the conversation that we're having now. But it needs to be more widespread. And I think that's the problem. Like, you know, the only interest that I feel like that is coming from the black community, or at least black males, is just money and jewelry and cars and women, you know. There's nothing wrong with that, but I don't look like you said earlier. It's very one-sided.
But, you know, there is really good hip-hop out there, and I'm not the, like, trying to be the bearer of bad news to where it's like, oh, man, everything's whack. You just got to do a little more research. I mean, growing up on the radio, you would hear – I remember living in L.A. and hearing Section, you know, on the radio. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And then you'd hear, like, an R&B track and almost like another type of, you know, different track. I mean, it was a little more spread out. Now, it's right. You are kind of force-fed the same – genre, because that's all they know. They don't know a lot of different music, and that's what, you know, corporately, I guess, is being played, which is a whole different conversation we haven't. But on that music tip real quick, I want to go to this new Roots, When the People Cheer, and we got lots of callers. I obviously got more questions for you, and just, you know, legends in the house here, musicians. I love, you know, I just have to say, I love having people like you on there, because, again, we, you know, grew up musicians. You know, hip-hop is our love. That's what we attribute our music to, is to the culture of hip-hop. And I think, you know, some of the culture is being stripped away a little bit. So I make sure on Dial for Radio that we bring that culture, you know, up front.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go to this Roots, Dial for Radio with Dice Raw. This is the way we do a real hip-hop, real talk, people. Come on.
Lights, camera, chemical reaction. Attracted to a body aligned with fashion. Think the most high for the higher high fashion. My order was killer couture, denim assassin. In my douchebag or just another do-rag? Trying to get ahead on some brand new wages. But yeah, entertainment.
I live in the trap, things go crack. Wake up in a box with a box of Applejack. Everybody acts like God is all that. But I got the feeling he ain't never coming back. So I got an angel to answer my prayer. Floating on a cloud that ain't blow in the air. Nobody wins, but nobody cares. They just walk out when the people cheer.
I'm down to $95, that's the extent of my riches. Out of 99 problems, 98 of them is bitches. Out here hollering, what's ironic is I've honestly been trying to do what's right. But some joint legs in the air tonight like Phil Collins. I'm a sex addicted introvert, sucker for a pencil skirt. Looking for a shorty coming from work that I can pervert. On my existential grind, doing consequential dirt. Searching for physical pleasure if I don't go mental first. Molly popping, trolley hopping, know somebody probably watching. That ain't stopping me from copping a pill. Karate chopping in this after hours spot. Watching mommy body rocking. First I feed her vodka shot. Then she eat my Johnny Cochran living fat. Fifty cat, one of them hoes even had the audacity to ask me how long this thing would last. I said you wanna pay for class. Get on that stage and shake your ass. She keep her dick in a box in an emergency. Break the glass. I make her laugh. She makes it clap, and then she gives me laughs. Dances, and I'm thankful that she keeps providing a place for me to be unfaithful at.
I live in the trap, things go crack. Wake up in a box with a box of Applejack. Everybody acts like God is all that. But I got the feeling he ain't never coming back. So I got an angel to answer my prayer. Floating on a cloud that ain't blow in the air. Nobody wins, but nobody cares. They just walk out when the people cheer.
Die for Radio in the building. We got disconnected from Die Squad real quick. He's about to be back on the line. I'm going to hit this phone line, 919-903. Die for Radio, what's happening?
You.
Mr. Raw in the house, Green Leaf all day. What's happening, homie?
What's going on with you? Just checking in. Try to catch Mathematics, but I guess I missed him. Dice Raw fell off.
About that, we waiting for Raw to get back on the line. Something happened with his phone. But, I mean, I know you got some input on what we were saying.
Certain parts of it, yeah, definitely. You know, when I look at the roots and, you know, the elements of those MCs, I used to always put them in my category of the substance MCs because, you know, they had the backpackers and they had the rappers and the crowd motivators and the entertainers. But to me, the roots was the roots and Black Star and Organized Confusion and, you know, a couple of others. Those were the substance MCs. Those are the ones I was definitely eager to listen to because I know in between their bars was just some elements, some definitely stuff that you catch, and it's like, you know, it's always worth rewinding, you know. And it wasn't no catch-on, you know, fly-by-night music with a little cool hook to it. Even the hook has something to put your mind to it. And then these dudes, man, I've been following them for years, from Respond, React. I mean, one of the first verse that I ever memorized was Black Thought's verse in Respond, React. That's why I wanted to get on in Dice Raw. I was like, yo, take a way back and hit them with a flashback in the head. But those are the best MCs, man, to this day. These dudes can run with the best of them, no matter who's on top right now. They can't run against these dudes that I'm mentioning at all.
Yep, I agree. But you know what? What's funny, and I was going to say this, and I want to say this to Dice too when he calls back up right now, is that even when it's a lyrical song, nothing but like metaphors and similes, where you trying to, you know, even if you're not talking to anybody, you're trying to outdo that next person that's rapping, even if there's nobody there. It still had more substance than what these, because when you're doing metaphors and like that, you have punchlines and the way you formulate it is, you know, a craft. But you're not really talking about anything, but yet it still had substance.
Yes, because I wrote 65 bars, the one that you like. I wrote that off of the format of Web by Black Thought. Web, he was going in. I think he must have went in like 75 bars. Crazy. And I just was going in myself, and I just said, you know what, I got to write something that puts me in that mind frame. That I'm not giving them no hooks. I'm just giving them straight bars and let them feel me out.
And that's because I wasn't, in our days, you know, I never was mimicking nobody to bite. I was just seeing that I mastered that style because I wanted to be able to have more than one style under my belt. These days now, you know, everybody is trendy for everybody to sound exactly like each other.
No, I agree, but what then is the, I don't know, I guess I asked this question. What's the solution? We've talked about it before. The solution is to keep doing our music, keep spreading it out there, but what makes that change with the younger people?
Well, so, you know, like I said time and time again, yeah, you know, hip-hop is a big highway. You know, there's a lot of lanes. Everybody can maintain a lane and don't exceed their speed. There's going to be music in your lane no matter what. So even if some of them is like, oh, you still rhyme old school, there's some people who still is just looking for people who rhymes that way, and we're not even trying to hear your lane. You guys are on the soft shoulders trying to merge in. But after a while, we're telling you your music is whack. It's no substance. Some of them started getting, like, to the point, let me go back and do some more research because I'm tired of them saying my music is whack. Let me give them some stuff. Let me show them that I could do what they were doing back in those days that Harry got so much respect. So
yeah.
That's right there is why they started to step it up, more competitive. Looking at the battles have turned into such a money-making situation. When I was back in the streets, I'd run up on you in any place we was up. And my battle situation was just basically an exchangement of bars. It wasn't really me coming at you, disrespecting you in no song, no form or way. It was just an exchange of bars, and I always wanted to make sure I had enough bars, you know. But now I'm hearing you could make 10 stacks and up. I'm hearing the last smack battle or the last highly paid battle, they wanted $40,000. $40,000 to battle? That means you got to remember a lot of bars, my friend. You have to do a lot of research, go in there and look about that man's family and try to bring up dirt because you're fighting for $40,000. It's a
big
difference. That's
insane, right? That's insane.
And you got him back?
Let's see, 623, live on Doppo Radio. What's happening?
Was cracking, Dyer. I got my assistant on the line, Mercedes Cooper. This is Jacob Popperwell, BBE.
What's happening, Doppo y'all?
Radio. Yeah. You there,
chilling,
Mercedes?
Chilling, just discussing the hip hop. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Discussing this hip hop, waiting for Dice Raw to come back on.
Yeah, we just, you know, I always tune in when I can. I've been hella busy. You know, we doing this thing. I'm putting it out there. Just putting in work right now, man. Just been hella busy.
Get that work in, my G. BBE in the house.
Yep.
All from the Eye in the House. West Side Connect in the house. You already know, man. I appreciate the love and support. Like always, my G.
Yep. And then you got a shout out to Dice Raw for real. For real, for real, you know. The Roots, man, back in the day, baby, what? You know, if, you know, too bad the younger generation couldn't, you know, could follow hip-hop like we do, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, you know what I'm saying? And see how it started, where it started from, and, you know, and everything, you know.
Absolutely.
But
I know that's why we here at Doppo Radio, to make sure that they do the knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep. That's what we do, Doppo Radio, all day.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Popperwell in the house. Putting it down. Westside
yep.
Connect house. You already know. Peace to you, my G. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man, for sure. Yep.
Peace.
Later.
Hit this 215 live on Doppo Radio. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on, Dialansky? This is doing Major Damage DMD, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to call in and shout you out, OG.
Oh, DMD in the house. What's up, fam? I'm sitting here with Mr. Raw. We waiting for Dice Raw to get back on the line. We got Fiend from No Limit coming through soon. So you know what I mean? We just getting it in, my G. What's up with you?
Oh, man, you know, I'm just doing my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Just sitting here twisting one up and listening to my man, man. You know what I'm saying? I heard my man Mr. Raw on there. What's going on, G? Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam. What's going on, brother?
Oh, man, just maintaining, man. You know how it is, man. Just trying to fight hard, swinging regular, OG.
You know, sometimes that's what you got to do, but you got to watch before you swing. You might elbow somebody.
No doubt, no doubt, man. What's up with my man Mad Four, dog? How you doing, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he hanging in there. Actually, I got a real quick. Don't go. Well, I got a little. Watch this. This is gonna make it feel mad since you brought it up. Let's see here.
Oh yeah, yo, Mad Four, man. If you're not on too much dope right now, man, this is the Farad, man. God bless you, brother. I hope you get better, man. Sorry for your accident, and man, I really hope you get better, man. And enough respect to you, man, and your family, man. Peace and love, brother.
You already know. People up here representing Mad Four, man. We definitely appreciate you bringing him up, man. He's got a long ride to go, should I say. They're not going to try to get him to start walking for another 4 weeks. He's still got a couple months in the hospital, but he's going to walk again. There's no, you know, he's not going to be paralyzed.
That's what's up, man.
Going to get he's going to give, you know, all his best to get back into motion, my dude. You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to be hearing from him very soon, and we appreciate the support.
No doubt, mm-hmm. man. You know we got our prayers up for him, man. You know what I'm saying? That's our G, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So on that note, we actually got my special guest in the house, Fiend, the one and only OG. What's happening, homie? Darlansky, Doppel Radio. How you doing?
Everything's solid, man. How y'all doing tonight, baby?
Oh, man, we just, you know, talk about music the way it should be talked about. We from a blessed era to where we have good, solid music, and you know what I'm saying? And we just kind of discussing, you know, how it's changed for the good, the pros and cons to every situation. But before we get into any of that, go ahead and shout yourself out and tell these people, the OG that I'm talking to right now live on the airways.
All right, what it is, your homie Fiend for the Money, International Jones, you feel me? Always involved with over 80 million records sold, No Limit Records, signed the Rough Rider Records at one time, Jet Life affiliate, International Jones, you feel me? Mr. Wah-wah-wah. Come on.
That's what's up. A real pleasure, honestly, to have you on here. And again, I try to have people that, you know, really contributed not only to themselves, you know what I mean, but to this game. And obviously, you know, your profile fits that, you know what I'm saying? But honestly, you know, another thing, too, like coming from you and especially during the No Limit times, I mean, these are times where even being independent before, you know, the whole world knew who Master P or No Limit was, everybody was independent for real at one time. You feel me? So what do you think, especially back then and times have changed like that, separated you to be able to go to that next level? And saying that, you know, you guys worked your own shit, but I'm just saying, you personally, what do you think excelled you to that next level?
I think, you know, you got to be open-minded for change. You know, that helps, no doubt. You know, you can never lose your faith in your craft and your passion and your craft. You lose those things, you know what I'm saying? You know, you don't have a pot to piss in that window to throw it out. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you're doing it for nothing. You can't do just what's trendy. You know, fuck what the other person's doing. Do what the fuck you trying to do. And drop your fucking nuts on that, you know what I'm saying? And therefore, you'll get your opportunity. Somebody to be digging what you're doing. Another thing, you know, a lot of shit we talk about was a lot of shit that was happening in our lives and a lot of shit that was going on with our comrades, our brothers, our sisters, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we gave some type of also some consciousness in the mix of a lot of street shit. Nowadays, you know, most niggas got it fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not, if you got beef, like just for example, you know, it's like hip-hop genocide. My nigga, if you got a problem with a rapper, for example, call him out. Don't be talking about you don't fuck with no rappers and all this shit. Nigga, you don't fucking know me. You know what I'm saying? Patient. If you trapping, motherfucker, go trap. Nigga, don't come do this rap shit. If you feel like you a trapper and you ain't no rapper, don't fucking rap, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tired of niggas with that type of bullshit, my nigga. Don't stop shitting on a business that's been going 40 years plus. You know what I'm saying? That's been allowing people to feed each other families and shit. Come off that shit, man. If they got a fugazi-ass nigga, call that nigga out, man. Don't call out a whole race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real shit right there.
I'm keeping it funky, and I'm not pointing no fingers at no niggas. You feel me? If you like what I say, don't like what I say, man, I ain't really tripping. My whole point of saying is this here. We all hip-hop babies. If you don't like somebody, you could die. You point that to their people. Man, stop belittling a nigga because he rhyme. Every nigga rap ain't about that fugazi shit, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, and this ain't about no who the hardest and all that shit. I just get tired of niggas, man, my nigga. This shit done fed families. It's going to continue to feed families. Stop shitting on where you – don't stop shitting on this, bruh. You know what I'm saying? They got people that laid down lives, laid down real fucking, you know niggas and motherfucking sacrifice shit in order for people to be able to do this music. Man, respect the fucking culture, nigga. Respect the culture or get the fuck out, nigga. Because stop making it bad for another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If you hustling and you doing your thing and you barely can rap and niggas fuck with you in your hood, my nigga, I embrace that shit. But don't be motherfucking shitting on niggas just because that one nigga was lame to you, man. That's we make us look bad with that. Now, on that note, to come, not to forget that and to go back where we going.
Yep.
To me,
nope,
I completely
agree. Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's real shit, too, because you're not supposed to eat, and we'll make it, like, even simple like that. You're not supposed to like everybody's music, you know, and that's why people do different styles of music. And if you don't like their style of music, what does it have to do with them making legal money? I did an interview with JD from the Lynch Mob. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And
he's
still doing time right now, you know, still working on the appeal. And he said it, you know, he really said it best. He was like, hip hop, you know, he was like, I will respect Cube for life because he showed me how to feed my family legally. And he was like,
You know what I'm saying?
He was like, I don't care how many OG homies I had that held me down and really had my back and this and that. Not one of them could show me how to make legal money and really feed my family. Cube did that for me.
That's so amazing.
If you're making legal money, even if you was trapping, you found a way to get legal money, no man or woman, anybody has anything to say about how you're doing that. You're doing it legally. So, respect the art, respect the culture, and I do think a little bit of this culture is being ripped from us, my dude.
Hey, honestly, don't get me wrong. I'm being real, like, man, like, I'm not going to BS nobody. I ain't got no beef with nobody. But I'm going to tell you this here, bro. Don't mess up a good thing. You know what I'm saying? How I was able to be here as long as I have is because of cats being open-minded to work with me. Jadakiss, Rough Rider, Jet Life, Currency, Musa, you know what I'm saying? Cats all over the globe, Wale, Ludacris, Lil Jon. You know, I respect everybody. My whole thing is, bro, why, what you going to mess up your house for? You know what I'm saying? We need to kill off with this hip-hop genocide, for one. You know what I'm saying? Kill off with that. You won't be in this business. Come up with your craft. Come up with something you could do that only you can do, and do your thing. Don't knock the other man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody ain't going to play by them rules. But, dude, I haven't had a job outside of music since 1997, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop saved my life. You know, hip-hop made me the type of person I am, and I'm able to give other cats the game, whether it's helping them, showing them how to write choruses, whether it's showing them, helping them how to get into the ghostwriting, whether it's showing them how to produce. That's what hip-hop done for me. It kept me out of trouble when the North football thing went down, when the baseball teams in the neighborhood, local parks were shut down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying like this here, bro. Stop letting the bad apples in this here that's trying to destroy what we got. You know what I'm saying? Here I am today. I'm still doing what I do. I still drop mixtapes. I still drop projects. I still sell records. I still tour. I was always a kid in the business. So, you know, I ain't even all that old. I ain't touching my 40s yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying like this, yeah. If you dig what I'm doing, cool. You know what I'm saying? If you want to know who I am, you can go Googling and all that. But I'm going to tell you I'm a stand-up dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't perfect, but I'm a stand-up dude, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the rock with No Limit. I rock with Cash Money. These are people that's considered my family. You know what I'm saying? You know, I help Master P make $400 million in 3 years. You know what I mean? That's why they call me the OG, because I'm still here. I still give money under the radar. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Off the radar, still give money. So, you know, it ain't about me having a whole lot of seniority neither. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a kid at heart about things and learning things too. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just trying to say, like, son, like, to keep it real, son, don't mess up the hustle for everybody, dog, just because you unhappy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why I am today. How I survive here is keeping it a hundo with a lot of people that keep it a hundo with me. You know what I'm saying? Don't waste time with fake ones. You know what I'm saying? You don't even get that sour taste in your mouth about people. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Get out your city. Get out the studio. After you record the song, go work it, bro. Just releasing it on the internet is not moving me. It ain't moving nobody in the internet. Go meet some people.
Not moving nothing. Well, I mean, it's a part of the game now, but you still got to have
it's a part of the game. But I'm saying, like, okay, that's one version. From now on, when you blast something off on the internet, you need to keep it in your mind that maybe 1 to 10 people probably got this. Now go out and touch the world. You know, invest your money behind you and make somebody know that you're serious. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants something for nothing. Son, everybody know the cost of everything, the value of nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Homie, I mortgaged my house for $108,000 to put on my own projects, bro. I've been spending my own bread. When I met Jeezy, that's the first thing he said to me when he met me. Say, homie, I want to talk to you, bro. I already heard you spend your own bread behind what you're doing. That's what I'm doing. I just spent X, Y, and Z with Benny Boom. I just spent X, Y, and Z. I respect cats that spend their money, bro, because I'm going to tell you this here. You going to work your ass off when you're spending your own bread, your own paper, you feel me? You know what I mean? And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't misuse the internet. The internet, a lot of stuff will make stuff easy for you, homie. Check this out. Great people that create great ideas that are successful is 1% of inspiration and 99% perspiration. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to sweat and break your back to get it, homie. And that's what I represent, the struggle. I represent the three-time lifers. You know what I'm saying? I represent homeboys that's been getting money since the 90s. That's still straight. You know what I'm saying? I represent the murder, the people, my brothers, Mac, the people I love. You know what I'm saying? Real dudes that sitting behind bars right now for stuff they ain't did. You know what I'm saying? I represent dudes that you wouldn't look at them twice and be sitting on 50 M's. You know what I'm saying? I represent dudes that don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? But they walk with their head straight. They might have lost their whole family. I represent that era. That's where I'm at right here today, doing it in 2014, because I'm platinum in their hearts, homie. I've been platinum in their hearts before I was platinum on a chart. You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what's up. You know what? I'm going to play this track real quick. We got lots of callers. I got more questions for you, so don't go anywhere. Legendary Talk, but he's on his job right now with Juvenile, Doffel Radio, OG Fiend in the house. Let's do this.
Throw it up one time. I'm on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job, on my job. Daydreaming, leading on a CL, pick one, 22 a shine, got a looking sick drum, walk boy moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just let the money come, reaching me a 100, but something about me being number one, and I ain't disagreeing, I'm fiend for the money. Dollar sign Jones, bitch, I'm so in, smoking out of this zone.
I'm on my job, on my job.
New Orleans
she's a kinner. Yo, bitch invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you niggas for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sack filling like pillar. All my bitches bad, Michael Jackson like Thriller. Gotta fight it like a Pepsi bottle, shit, I might spill her. Smoking on the best shit, smelling like shitter. All I do is ball on them, Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, XP, next spitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla. You heard?
I'm on my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we'll make him all stop. Spit flu, somehow I make them sick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard cock, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball paint. Candy cloth drop on bark, that's the dog shit. Pain rolled up, exhale alcohol. The mama don't want a lame on a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now sex the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the fuck is y'all rapping?
My side.
The money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smoother, hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns, nigga, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Lance. Dig, Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this Rusty Jukes. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O. Zazu, live on the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Defarad, West Coast Kings. Liquid aficionado, you know what I mean? West up always, West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall, Die 4 Radio. This is what it is.
Die 4 Radio in the place to be. I got OG Fiend in the house. Definitely just bangers still coming from you, my dude. And, you know, in a salute to you, and this why we have people like you on the show, because 20 years later, still grinding, still doing what you do, still speaking real talk. I mean, that's what we need in this age.
Man, we need to stop real world. I'm keeping it funky. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. I'm saying something like the next man wish he could say. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's stop bullshitting ourselves, man. You know what I mean? We got a lot of money still to be made in this. You know, let's make this money. But most cats need to link up. You know what I'm saying? Link up and make some moves happen. You know what I'm saying? And keep it pushing for another 40 years or another 35 years or you know, another 50 years. You feel me?
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. And I know we got callers that have been waiting. Hit this 404-444-447. We line with the OG. Live with the OG, homie. Excuse me. What's happening, Die 4 Radio?
Hey, what's happening? It's Rodian Fury. What's happening, Mr. Womp Womp?
What you say, my guy? You're making out my G.
Hey, what's happening? Being from the South, you know you royalty. I'm representing Atlanta, man.
Oh, ATL got so much love for that red CD that there's on their family. It's fear.
You know, it's interesting. I was just listening to, this was yesterday, I was just listening to that What's My Name joint off that Mystical Let's Get Ready album.
that's major. I just been doing a few things with my man Mystical. I just was tripping, man. Like, we recorded so much music, put out so much stuff, some songs, and service, and now, you know what I mean, it's coming to me I damn near can't remember the lyrics. We were so full of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But it was definitely good times. You know what I'm saying? No Limit, he Mystical, and Mac on that thing. You heard me?
Yeah, I can dig it, man. Hey, yo, check it. Hey, just fucking, I'm just going to keep it gully. I'm a part of a crew which was crafted after a No Limit, after a Wu-Tang, after, you know, the great hip-hop families, the great hip-hop crews that paved the way.
That's dope.
And I've been spitting for a minute. And if you don't mind, can I spit a 16 and maybe we can work?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they got time on the radio, but if you want to hold on, we can come back. A nigga love to hear you out and see what that do. You know what I'm saying? We could talk from there.
I got a 16 now.
Oh, you got
to
talk
to
my man.
Go ahead, rip it real quick, and we'll go to a caller. I got you, homie. Go ahead.
Yeah. If I don't reach my true greatness, people on fine, I'm like Andre when he was just Drake. 2,999, get it right, motherfuckers. I'm chiller than most. I got my left hand on the microphone, the right on your throat. You two-faced scum of the slums. I got your whole body numb, blowing like Jodeci in 91. Now remember, the chill flow colder than December. Chopping down trees in the forest, hollering timber. When I look in the mirror, I see no reflection. There's only me in the flesh. There's no need to ask questions. I'm Southern player listed. You're Northern player hating. There ain't no rib on in your body. Even your blood is faking. A bitch is a bitch. A spade is a spade. A trick is a trick if you pay to get laid. A rapper just rhymes, but an MC speaks. A rapper only goes to service, but an MC gets beat.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. That's something new you probably put together too, huh?
Actually, that verse is about 5 years old.
For real?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sound pretty good, man. You can't hold on, you know what I'm saying? I better give you some information that we can go from there, you know, see if you want
to. We'll take some more callers. I'll definitely, we'll link that on the back lines. There's no problems with that.
Word up. I'm staying alive. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my G. Oh, for sure, man.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to hit this 919. My man, Mr. Raw, Queens in the house. What's happening with you? You?
Raw Queens, what it do?
Oh, he must have it on mute. I'm going to definitely hit 215-462-215. What's happening, Doffo Radio with OG Fiend? What's cracking?
What's going on, fam?
Everything solid, man. What's good in the 215?
Oh, man, just maintaining, man. You know, just doing our thing, man. You know, swinging hard, fighting hard, swinging regular, OG.
Straight up, give money, chilling on the low, right?
No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's the Doing Major Damage DMD. You know, I don't know if you remember me or not, man. I was in a crew called Poetry in Motion. Back in the day, we had a record that was produced by Dre called Killer Dave that came out, you know what I'm saying? And we was doing our thing back then.
That's what's up. What you got going on today?
Oh, man, I got an EP that I just dropped, man. It's on iTunes on my own record label. We doing a straight underground called No Competition. You know, if you're able to get a chance, check it out. You know, Don Lansky got the cuts, you know what I'm saying? We be playing and getting it together, you know. So check it out, man, because we're doing our thing.
No doubt. I get to the iTunes, I'll look that up, you know what I'm saying, see what kind of wave you're making.
Yeah, I appreciate that, fam. You know, what kind of advice that you have, if any, for an artist that's underground doing his own thing, that's trying to get some overseas shows and all that type of stuff, if you have any, fam, because we're trying to get it together.
Yeah, all you could do is be everywhere and anywhere you could be, you know, giving the best performance you can and getting, you know, your following, a fam to come support you. And, you know, word of mouth going to be the best promotion you can get. And from there, if you can shell out a few thousands of marketing promotion, do that as well, you know, and everything else is going to come. Be patient. You may have a plan, and everything else is going to come.
Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate that, fam. Yeah, if you get a chance, man, check it out. DMD, No Competition, man. We know we definitely doing our thing, man, from South Central to South Philly, you know?
No doubt, man. Much love to Philly, man. Stay at it. DMV, too.
I'm coming out to Cali, as a matter of fact, this month, the end of this month, I'm going to be out there. I got a show to do with Cam. And a couple other brothers, man, that I've been doing this thing with for a long time, for a few years on the West Coast, you know.
No doubt. That's always good, man. Link up. Don't ever be just one place too long, you know. Spread your wings and make something happen.
Yeah, no doubt, fam. Good hearing from you, though, OG.
Thank you. Stay out of my G.
Appreciate you, DMD in the house. Definitely no competition, rocking it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he kind of asked, and you answered it, you know, words of advice. So that's good because we do have a big underground, if you will, or independent following here on Dafo Radio. But I need to know what's new as far as your world in 2014 going into 2015 for yourself. What you got going on?
Oh, man, it's, you know, strictly mixtapes. You know, it's strictly singles on the radio in the street, sleepy pair of tees, you know what I'm saying, and living a great life, man, you know, traveling, talking about a whole lot of cool, hot shit, you know, that's all I do, you know what I'm saying, to keep it real, all I do is want to chill, man, make some money, travel, film that shit, and keep a gang of bad bitches around me, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, that's just where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit, that keep me out of trouble. It tend to keep my homies out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? I got a cartoon coming out. Really, two cartoons coming out. A video game coming out, a Sleepy Bear video game. And I got a 420 tape dropping, you know what I'm saying, with DJ Swoop, SWU. And I got a few other things going. I sang over talking with more music, more chill tunes, you feel me? More murder in the internet. And, you know, more murder in the streets and touring, you hear me?
Yep, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And, you know, again, just, you know, a salute to you, especially for just still grinding because, you know, I talk with some people that have been established in this game and their name is still established in the game, and you almost feel a sense of kind of frustration and not anything they've done, you know, to themselves personally or their business personally or anything, but just, it's almost like they feel, you know, like, man, I thought we taught them better or something like that. You know, not quite to that extreme, but, you know, I really salute you for being as focused as the artist I knew growing up listened to, man, because I think that's real important in this game, to know you can still, you know, connect with the artist that you grew up listening to that really inspired me to be me as an artist, as a producer, as having this platform. And for it to come to fruition here in 2014 to speak to you, man, like I said, it's just a big salute to you, my G, for real.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on the Alpha Radio. You know, we need more forums to showcase true talent. You know, I'm going to keep, man, check it out. If you're willing to be open-minded, you know what I mean, what makes you dope, all right? Let's say this here. Most people like Jay-Z. Would you say yes or no?
Most people like Jay-Z, yeah. Most people, I guess, like Jay-Z, yes.
Okay. All right, my purpose of saying that, we'll make Jay-Z cold, right? We'll make him a cold MC. He know his history of hip-hop.
Yeah.
So he's able to change up and do certain things and borrow this and borrow that and manipulate that. You know what I'm saying? So that's a person I'm only using an example for as being successful, being up to date, being relevant, you know what I'm saying? And those are two most important things that have to come of any business, to be relevant and to be successful. If you want to be able to be in this business as long as a Jay-Z or be as relevant and successful, you got to know your history. I'm not telling you to go like something you don't like, but I'm telling you, man, if you want to be cold, learn the game. Learn the game. Learn the cats that did it before you. Keep that out. Learn their mistakes. Learn their hustles. Learn their triumphs. And maybe you can apply that to your life and not be looking crazy out here and be so fucking mad at the music industry like some bitch done you wrong when shit ain't go right. You know what I'm saying? Don't be bitter, my nigga. You know, some shit for us, some shit for you, some shit ain't for us. You know what I mean? You know, if this ain't your thing, get the fuck out the way. Let another motherfucker give a go at it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be just dead weight around here. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that serious and that big of a business. Come with your A game or get the fuck. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We're not going to let you tally-whacking-ass niggas, you motherfucking flimsy-ass, rapping-ass niggas from here on out. You know what I'm saying? That's what make us weak.
We got to stop that shit. If they're garbage, nigga, you garbage. Get the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Come
but
with
at least
shit.
The people back then, like even with me talking, you know, when you had to, it wasn't, there was no computers, no internet, no Google, no YouTube, none of that. I used to buy albums, even thinking, you know, I don't really feel this artist, but I can't go into the next conversation saying this dude's whack if I didn't go buy his album, because what the fuck am I talking about?
That makes you the shit, and that makes you evolve to being a man that has a radio station, production, rhyming, and a plethora of other things that you may be fucking amazing at, my nigga. Do you feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
That's what makes you you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, man, like, do your cats, if you're listening to me, homie, I'm not hating. Go do your research. Go do your research, and you and it's going to make you a colder MC. That's what make Lil Wayne Lil Wayne. That's what make T.I. T.I. That's what make 2 Chainz 2 Chainz. That's what make Juicy J Juicy J. That's what make my main man, how can I forget him, Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick Lamar. You hear me? Because when he come down to New Orleans, he stops his show and he say, what the fuck? Do I see OG Fiend right here? No, no, stop this shit. Bring him on stage right now. That's because him, J-Rock, and Schoolboy Q done their research, or they came up off that real G shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't out here just talking, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We trying to let you know that we were raised off this shit. If you bought a lot of them No Limit albums, some niggas probably was whack to you, and that's cool. But earn the right to know what it was whack instead of just having an opinion on some shit you don't know about. And that's what makes you cold right now. Consumers, everybody use the internet. The internet is dope, but for me, I'm going to go see the world for myself. I'm going to go to Turks and Caicos for myself. I'm going to go across the Atlantic for myself and see what life is about. I'm not just going to let the internet show me some pictures, tell me, oh, that's what fucking look like. Nah, nigga, I'm going to give me some pussy. You know what I'm saying?
You know I love that right there, for real. No, that's real shit, though. But, I mean, but again, the internet shouldn't stop your life. That's what we're supposed to go do. Supposed to go handle it because of life experience is to watch fucking computer screen.
Right. Stop letting it handicap you. I love the internet, my nigga. That's the wave. I'm fucking with it. I got accounts with TuneCore, PayPal, Gmail, LinkedIn, fucking Twitter, fucking Instagram, nigga. Do it for the vibe. I'm on all that shit. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm trying to say is you got to go see life for yourself, my G. You know what I mean? Don't wait till you're in the belly of the beast and want to open up a book. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just trying to tell you, embrace life, you know, embrace life, you homie. Embrace life, go see it for yourself, rhyme about it. I love to hear about it. Produce about it. I love to hear about it. Write a poem about it. Write a play about it. Write a movie about it, my nigga. I'm saying I embrace it, and I hope I can encourage you all to make something, because I'm on my fucking job, homie. You hear me? And I'm going to help the few, and the few I can, I'm going to let God do something with you niggas. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to be just like that. Because that's just where we at with it, man. I only want to affiliate with the strong, homie. People that got heart built for what this is, that got alligator skin, to know we're laughing at this shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rough Rider, because they made my hustle sick, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They made my hustle impeccable. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to No Limit, Cash Money. They made me invincible on these motherfucking niggas on these streets. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my three-time lifer. You know what I'm saying? They make me know I don't need to be back there to be a fucking G. Be a man. Open your eyes up. Take care of the fucking babies if you made them, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Stop waiting for the government to tell you to take care of the fucking kids, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what I represent.
Real fucking talk. And real life. I think a lot of people try to escape the real life. But,
my nigga,
again,
the truth,
salute to you, man. I really, really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your opinion. I really appreciate your music. I really appreciate your contribution to this hip-hop game. Before I let you go and enjoy your night, I definitely need Die For a Radio drop from my OG homie. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, I'm going to go into a song and wait on the line after that, so you can give my dude whatever, and get, you know, you guys can exchange information wherever it needs to happen.
No doubt. I'm here for you, man. Let's get it.
For sure. Go ahead. Let me get that Dafo Radio drop, and I'm gonna go into a track, and then yeah, man, I'm gonna hit you on the back lines real quick before you hang up.
All day, man. What it is. Your homie Fiend for the money. International Jones. You're now tuned into Dafo Radio. You feel me? Stand up for something, homie. Already. 1-0-3-0. It's your neighborhood hero, Jones.
Dafo Radio. Legends in the house. We'll talk in the house. This is that DMD bathroom passes. Let's go.
Since the public school era. Since 13, I was a terror since the public school era. Since 13, I got to talk about this terror era. Since the deuces put me down, king of the clown, but never fucked around. I never got good grades in school. Couldn't wait to catch a motherfucker slipping, slap his ass and break the rules. Selling joints about an empty pins. Nigga couldn't tell me shit. For 13, I was clocking in. My nigga Ben taught me to do it right. Red rag to the heart, mama didn't know, let him spend the night. And all we talked about was putting it work. My nigga Ben could throw them dolls and lay your ass off in the dirt. And we was good for getting off in the skirt. Learn how to flirt and turn a dedicated bitch into a convert. She like my style when I insert. And I can tell she really love it, voice squeaking when she start to squirt. And being a thug bought a nigga fame, cause everybody in the whole fucking school knew my fucking name. Bathroom passes. Tell me nigga on the scene. Cutting classes. Tweezing asses. Since 13, I was a terror since the public school era. Since 13, I was a terror since the public school era. Since 13.
Yeah, man, that shit was kinda crazy, you know what I'm saying? Niggas start gangbanging from Budlong Elementary. And when we got to junior high school, that shit was even more crazy. Cause niggas started understanding and realizing who our enemies was. And so it was time for us to put in work, you know what I'm saying? Put in work.
Steady on a mission just for busted distance. Gang banging on the bathroom walls to catch a nigga slipping. I never was a pretty boy in life, but moms kept a nigga in fly shit and always looking nice. She tried to tell me do the right thing, but I was destined to hang on 61st Street and start the slang. Third period on the football field under the bleachers, sipping on yak, dodging teachers. Shine her under there too. She a freak, give a head to the whole crew, make you scream soup boo. And then we hop the fence ahead to prayers. This gang banging shit real, some young niggas just might end up dead. So how could positive come from this? When all the bitches wanna do is braid our hair and learn the French kiss. And being a thug bought a nigga fame, cause everybody in the whole fucking school knew our fucking name. Bathroom passes. Tell me nigga on the scene. Cutting classes. Tweezing asses. Since 13, I was a terror since the public school era. Since 13, I was a terror since the public school era. Since 13.
Dafo Radio in the house. You already know how it goes down. That was DMD bathroom passes. Just got done chopping up with the OG homie Fiend. You already know the way it goes down. Now, you know, I got a couple things to do right now. I got a world premiere, and I also got a little freestyle that I want to blast for the people that, you know, was on a previous show. But, you know, I'm going to go real quick into this freestyle. I'm just going to throw this out here because interesting going back, even though it was on my radio show, I just kind of had to listen to it and I had to drop it for the people. And what's interesting about it is there's a lot that I think the people that call up, the people that follow, the people listening online, I think sometimes when people are in conversation, they miss what's said. And they you always need a little refresher course of what's been said on the radio and, you know, my radio and everything. So let's check this out. Dafo Radio exclusive right here. Come on, I'm going to come back to these callers.
I'm going to slip this in. I'm going to say, hey, yo, respect the architect as I begin to build, as I begin to fill your mind, as I begin to drill. Disrespect and that'll be a mess like an oil spill in the Gulf.
Fuck Yellow Wolf, Catfish Billy. Fuck with me and get slapped silly, or get clapped with the Mac Millie. Facsimile, you should play the back timidly. Fuck an idiot with Confederate imagery. That ain't hip-hop. This ain't hip-hop. Fuck around and get popped in your lips, Hoxin. You need to stop with the shit, Hoxin, or we plotting to hit. Yo, they trying to say a nigga stuck in the past because I won't co-sign getting fucked in the ass. Mad at me for my comments on Vlad TV. I'm being honest, but it's sad to see all these keyboard crips and these broadband bloods want to fight for their right to take dick in the butt. And the nerve to try to call me a stick in the mud. I heard you like to put your stick in the mud. I'm in the grow room picking the butt. This rap game, yo, we ripping it up. For me and Lance, we ain't fucking with these panties.
Oh, my
nigga,
God.
Understand me?
Fuego.
One.
Now, obviously, that's the homie. Lord Jamar, you know what I'm saying, speaking up on it. I'm going to go to my man, Mr. Raw, see if he did. Mr. Raw, what's happening? You rocking with us?
Yeah.
Now, you was on that show, but you know how he's going to be. You know what I mean? But there was actually some things, you know, if you got to let off steam, you got to let off steam. And what did Fiend just say? You know what I'm saying? If you got something to say about motherfucker, I guess say it.
Yeah. He was going in. And he was talking about Yellow Wolf and Hobson. And Hobson made his little name. To me, Hobson just was, he wanted to be the Black Eminem. That's all he seemed like he wanted to be to me. Because his whole style, his demeanor, his flow was just mimicking Eminem. So I was like, you know, you are going to be famous for what? You're only doing what somebody's already done. And then, you know, he was good. You know, I mean, he's definitely been one of my top lyrical dudes that's been doing it for a minute. And definitely
glad to get
his poop.
Definitely glad. We got a Skype call at 111 Doffel Radio with me, Mr. Raw. What's happening? Yo.
Doffel Radio, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, this is Tim Shaking Bowser, man. I'm calling from over here in Britain. What the fuck is the deal, man? You guys are rocking out, man. I like what I'm fucking hearing right now.
Oh, you already know, Doffel Radio, universal, worldwide, homie. We appreciate it.
It's impressive, man. Shout out to you, Dylansky. Shout out to the Droughtians. Shout out to everybody supporting the real shit. We hear this shit over here, man. Call in, let you fucking hear my voice and shit.
Absolutely. London in the house.
What part of London in there, Black? Where are you from, man?
Yo, man, I'm from like the East Bridge, man. Eastmont, London, man.
That's what it is. We appreciate your love out there. We appreciate
it. No doubt, man. A lot of people, man, are paying attention here to what you guys are doing. It's impressive.
Well, you know, tell a lot more people to call in, man. We love to hear the London spitters. We love to hear you call in.
The guy had the pounds, man. If they don't have the pounds, they don't have the money. If they don't have the money, they can't call in without pounds.
Yeah, it's crazy. I got a cousin over there. In
Yes, indeed. Yo, it's Rothstein, nigga. What's going on with y'all niggas, man?
Yeah. Somebody didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I could do it.
You had Jody and two. I already knew it. Man, speak, Rossi. What's happening?
Man, you already know. Enjoy the show, man. You in the building, man, with the fam. You know, man, Fiend went in. Shit. I was enjoying that. I'm like, man, keep talking. You know what I'm saying? He was talking some substance, as we say.
Yeah,
and then we got DMD on the line, too. Killer Ron in the house. Killer Ron.
Peace, everybody. Peace to the gods, man. Peace to y'all, man.
Yo, what's going on? This is the Devil Major Damage DMD. What's up, Snake?
Man, cooling, man. You know, shit. Trying to connect the dots, man. That's it. You know, putting paint where it ain't. You know.
No doubt, fam. That's what's up.
Yes,
so since go ahead.
I'm sorry about that, but D, hey man, you got that show in Cucamonga, man. I know you finna do your motherfucking thing over there at Goodfellas, huh?
Oh, man, no doubt. You know, I'm going to go up there and do my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go up there and fuck that shit up, dog.
Hell yeah, man. That's what's up.
I know you're going to be out there with me, man.
Shit, I'm coming in June, you know what I'm saying? I'm missing it by one fucking month, man.
Oh, okay. Shit, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm going to have Dialansky ass out there.
Yeah, you know I'm going to be
together.
There. So since we got legendary people like we got on the line right now, you know, before we got about 15 minutes in the show, I'm going to get y'all opinion on this new Lady of Rage produced by DJ Premier called Chemical Burn.
Ooh.
This is a doc. This is a worldwide exclusive. Ain't nobody have this shit. Let's see this right now. We'll see what everybody thinks. Lady of Rage, Chemical Burn. Come on.
Pop Nation. You rockin' on Hip Hop Nation.
Y'all know who the shit be. OG with two puffs that look like Nicki. There ain't many. If it all in me, they can keep it cracking like me. The yakin' Henny, flat and pretty with Mac and Finny. You can't see me never blind, motherfucker Benny. I'ma cut above the rest. You be that squeamish type. That tower in Italy, one line I'll leave them leaning like. I got monumental potential on the instrumental. When I flow through the dental, it's sold up. Needle in the dimble, weaving Kim Kimbo into the dragon that spray that flame that's been rekindled. Hotter than the chemical burn. I blaze, go against rage. You better give them a urn. I don't give a fuck if you're white, black, or mulatto. Asian, American, Native, Americano. Manoe, mano, you done stepped in some guano. Mess around, playboy, get found, drowned in the grotto. I come out cutting and scratching, my fight game Serato. My fight game is Roy, like when he destroyed Cotto. These dumbbells biting their thumbnails, but what one fails to realize is still I rise, still I be fly, still I'm a feast, I'm so from a giant for you, New Jacks, in the land I come from. So, middle finger to my critics on the internet. Don't be upset, cause I'm a vet and I ain't finished yet. I turn the booth into a casket. The questions that they asking is raise your basket. Yeah, I'm a dinosaur, I'm a tyrannosaur. Respect, I dare you to come tap. Heavens won't be just you ain't that built. I put carnations on that mad cow and make a pet milk. You don't know this outcome. I said tomahawk, Geronimo, scalp them. X amount, L, Hodge, Malik, L, Shabazz, Malcolm, Lady of Rage. Get outgunned by the one you can't outgun. Release the crack and I'm a beast when I'm rapping. Extraterrestrial,
Bob Nation.
You think it's a game like basketball trunks? Well, I'ma skip the crossover and go straight for the dunk. I feel like Lisa, let's see, Lopez, and let's lean. I hold up all the injuries and put out my spark. I'm the flamethrower, lead him out the darkness. It's the world premiere like the birth of Christopher Martin. DJ Premier. DJ Premier.
Premier.
DJ Premier.
Doubtful Radio in the house. Man. I'm going to go to DMD first. DMD, what you think about that track?
Oh, man, that track, man, the girl was flowing, man. You know what I'm saying? The track was amazing. Her lyrics was amazing. Her delivery was amazing. Everything was amazing about the song, man. I had no complaints about the song. But it was one thing I was waiting for. I was waiting for that major hook.
Yeah,
I was waiting for that major hook to come in, and it never came. It was like, you know, like you on the edge of your seat, just waiting for it to come, just for the completion of it, and it never came. But the song to me, man, I mean, you know, the track was amazing. I mean, what can you say about a DJ Premier track? You know what I'm saying?
Lady Rage, which Lady Rage I've always held in high respect for her lyrical skills, for sure.
No doubt. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's West Coast. It's West Coast. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely all about the West Coast, man. And it's about to be let known, no doubt about it, man, that it's no competition, fam.
Absolutely. I'm going to go to Killer Ron real quick. Killer Ron, how you feel about that track? The ROM may be just listening. Sneak Rothstein, I'll grab another Dro Dean. How you feel about that track, homie?
Devon Gibbs in the game. Sneak and DMD gonna do our own thing. Swinging from, no, I'm just messing with you. Yeah, that shit was solid, man. You know what I'm saying? But like DMD said, it didn't have that standout hook, you know what I'm saying, to grab you. You know what I mean? But any Primo track, man, I'm all in.
Absolutely. Mr. Raw.
Well, surprisingly to me, that was a faster pace than I'm used to hearing Rage rock over, and that's what I appreciated in it. You know, of course, the same thing that DMV and Sneak said, I was looking for that signature breakdown, scratching, taking the words out of somebody else's song, making it say the ill things that it does. That's the essence of hip-hop that I love, that I look for. And, you know, this wouldn't have been the first thing I would have said that I was, like, looking for Hearing Rage. I would have been looking for Hearing Rage with a little bit of more of a slower edge, with her getting it in. But she got it in on that faster pace, just showing her expertise and her maturity. And it just showed the reason why she is who she is. So that's why I appreciate that even more, because she gave me something a little different than what I was getting ready to think I would hear from her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's the point of playing exclusives. Get the, you know, get the feedback. Get everything that, you know, everybody thinks about it, and just the whole nine yards. Salute to you, my G. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody out there. I'm actually going to go, I'm going to go ahead and play a little Coalition mix real quick, and we're going to come back and say bye to everybody. I'm going to start it off with some Mr. Raw right here, Dot 4 Radio. Let's go.
Game is not lost, hip-hop ain't dead, but you got to pay the cost if you want to break. So many play the boss, but they work instead. There's a lot of rap cats in the game, and they ain't scoring. Hop, they not, and they plot a straight ball, and they claim to be LJ. And how they hate joints with fans that ain't scorching, it's crazy, they ain't bullshit. Girls married to this track, there's no divorce, and the numb is possible, but you know, it's straight distortion. Skills is brought to the game, proceed with caution to get. You should be down in the frame like teen abortion. Bigger to come, harder to fall, so if you ain't ready to brawl, make sure the paramedics are called. And they got all the right support. Mic fight is what I ignite with restriction. To set the game up, state your claim up. Cause if you ain't spitting that fire, you're just a lame. The roar's the name, what? Watch how I came up. Turning the flame up, the means of burning your brain up. Changing the game up from the different and same stuff. Even your plane stuck with the lyrics that stay rough. I'm not puffed, I write rhymes to get checked. And when I get a track, I just treat it just like sex. And when I give it back, I just treat it just like next. Okay, fixed, cause I ride a track like a jockey. I'm like Jim Carrey, mad. Somebody stop me, but don't block me. Cause the ball's off, it's hockey. I knock your front side like a bad game of hockey. That means a ruthless, I leave it toothless. The next time you think of the mic, you know who the truth is. Raw, like you never heard before. I came in the door, with more in store than the norm. And I'm just getting warm, so if you're ready for war, we can get it on. From night till the morn, from dusk to dawn, till the boat gets tired, one starts to yawn. But I'm on fire right now, so bring it on.
Heart, 80, 80, jump. should never be questioned.
Yeah.
Simply accept it.
You know what it is. You know what it is.
Divine gifts in the game. Sticky D&D, I'll do our own thing.
Yeah.
You know, swinging from the west to the wrong thing. Gotta
what
hit
up,
up with love for the wrong thing.
If I ain't a Boston with a mind, premeditated with an antibody. Shots in the air, I tell the heavens you fly. Most times I hate for no reason, I gotta get the squeeze. The signs say caution, but they still wanna try it. I refuse to keep quiet, 2 ears and a mouth, so I listen before I speak. Intimidation for the weak, I'm dirty like Jay Sign and Nick. Raw steam, but you can call me Sneak. Mention Pimp Sick, can they all turn to freaks? All natural like the bread and geese. Keep chasing Sneak, drugs for geese. A lot of love for my peace, we plan for kings. Shepherds and sheep, leaders of the schools. Regulation and rules, necessities and tools. Lessons for the fools, blessing if you choose. Growth and development, dudes, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sticky D&D, we'll do our own thing. Swing from the west with the front main. Gotta hit up my love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sticky D&D, we'll do our own thing. Swing from the west with the front main. Gotta hit up my love for the front main.
A lot of pain in this world, a lot of stress in this world, a lot of tension in the room, heavy damage will consume. Jail time, clean sweep like a broom. On my head, contemplating the doom. From the womb to the tomb to the tabernacle. We got it covered like guards and offensive tackles. Immediate danger like a meteor. Rushing like a matador. Fuck as soon as I step in the door.
With a splash of lime and cranberry.
Cold like Ben and Jerry. Connect like New Haven, Hartford and Waterbury. We on the Staten Island Ferry.
Headquarters, no paparazzi or reporters. 10% to the single mothers and daughters. 5% to the church. And we taking them orders. Divine gifts in the game. Sticky D&D, we'll do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hit them with love for the front main. Divine gifts in the game. Sticky D&D, we'll do our own thing. Swinging from the west with the front main. Gotta hit them with love for the front main.
Homicidal mind attack upon the microphone. The lyrical legend, no matter what the time zone. Words is born, the truth gon' tell. And D&D gon' send your tip for motherfuckers to hell. Fail, as I mob down the avenue. Where nigga had to pay from the red or blue. It's true, Nick Jenkins and them Levi causes. With a war as I mob through the hood to the liquor store. South Central is the land where we gangbang. Hit the switches on the shore after we go slang. Don't get caught up on my block with that gold chain. And now the motherfucker out here know your fucking name. Beat down, it don't matter, nigga shoulda knew. You ain't from round here, dawg, then it's fuck you. Strap coming out your soul, about to rise quick. But I calm that shit down, divine gift.
Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D&D, gon' do our own thing. Swingin' from the west with the funk main. Gotta hit them with love for the funk main. Divine gifts in the game. Sneaky D&D, gon' do our own thing. Swingin' from the west with the funk main. Gotta hit them with love for the funk main.
Out, spaced out. Maybe I should try to take a day out, try to find my way out. Maybe it's the snakes now that got me feeling caged down. Wait a minute, caged up is what I meant to say now. How you feeling about the game now? Don't you think it's played out? My rhyme book is called Blueprint, so you can see the layout. Time living day to day now. Symmetry with rhythm and these rhymes, let it play loud. You can't really say how I'm spitting all the same styles. If I really did the two things to be my main pal, I don't really know. All I know is I'm about to make the take now. Even though the system making bank off the payout, that's how it goes though. You know how the ball roll. You think they making money, I can tell you that they not though. So follow, like you one of all the 12 disciples. But be
Judas, you gon' end up written in my Bible.
Hip-hop heads all across the world. For them hip-hop heads all across the world.
Getting money,
ain't it funny how everything changing? But hip-hop is here and alive, not fading. For them hip-hop heads all across the world. For them hip-hop heads all across the world.
Getting money,
ain't it funny how everything changing? But hip-hop is here and alive, not fading.
So I take just a minute, start analyzing the topic. This real hip-hop shit, stop it, it's microscopic. Except for these chosen few, this real all spirit dooms. Just look in the right spot, you still find them deadly tunes. As for me, I never really stop. Kept my tactical thoughts above the norm, so enjoy the shots they pop. Now hear this drop, die for every bit again. If you think it's a game, that's a shame. That's why you a silly gimmick. That shit is finished, fist fighting over shitty lyrics. It's way too much to watch a faulty spirit punch my ticket. For capping every wicket, let me stick it, put them under pressure. Count a full measure, smooth aggressive, it's my simple pleasure. This you ever count your stars, maybe band together. I'm taking no prisoners, no 14 is like some scary weather. So grab your life suits, it's back in chucks and dim boots. These artificial rappers, I'm like Bishop, they getting juice. Excuse me, homie, see, I take pride in my craft. So I put forth emotion, it's like I died on this track. See, my last breath is screaming for this real to come full blast. The universal circle for all your lanes, that's all ass. I keep it real, G, whether you feel me or kill me. I'm still just an MC with all my fault, not guilty. Trying to get paid to the point that I'm filthy, but never reached the point where I'm not just the real me.
Hey, yo, yo, check it out, yo. This is the Glock Cocker, the block locker. Smooth, a hustler, Brooklyn, Brownsville, sex, money, and guns, nigga, you heard them. And I'm rocking with my dog, Dial Rance. You dig? Dial 4 Radio. You know what time it is, man. Turn this up, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yo, this is Mr. Long of Black Sheep of the White Crows. For all y'all cats that die for hip-hop, turn on Dial 4 Radio. Get into the real hip-hop, all right? Peace.
Hey, what's going on? It's your friendly neighborhood superhero, Jean Grey, and you are listening to Die 4 Radio.
Hey, yo, this is Ruskin Chucks. You already know what crime it is. Die 4 Radio. Tune in or get tuned out.
1212, you already know what it is. It's your man, S-K-Y-Z-O-O, Skyzoo, live off the borough. You're now tuned in, logged on, listening to the one and only Die 4 Radio. Let's get to it, baby.
You already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Devara, West Coast Kings. Liquid aficionado, you know what I mean? West up always, West really, West good. Yes, sir.
What's up with it, man? It's the MAC, y'all. Mr. MAC Mall, Mac Mall on Die 4 Radio. This is what it is. Die 4 Radio on the place to be. Appreciate everyone that tuned in. Big shout out to DJ Law, Mathematics, Woo Nation in the house. Excuse me. Big shout out to the Roots and Dice Raw. I don't know how happened to his phone, but we're definitely going to follow up with him and definitely let the people holler at him a little bit more. You already know how it goes down. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to OG Fiend. Big shout-out to my Jordian fam. Big shout-out to my Greenleaf fam. I'm going to go to DMD real quick. You got any last words for these people, big homie, before we take off for the night?
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I just want to reiterate the advice that, you know, was given on the radio already, man. You know, to just keep it real, and if you definitely ain't in the game to do it what it's supposed to be done with it, then get the fuck out the motherfucking way. You know what I'm saying? And yep. Let the people who know what they doing and really want to do this thing make it happen, fam. You know what I'm saying? And definitely go get that DMD, no competition. It's on iTunes right now. And I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, and support this underground hip-hop, because we definitely need the people.
Absolutely, and I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face, man, real quick, just next a couple weeks away.
Yeah, no doubt, man, I'm definitely looking forward to it, man, you know what I'm saying, and spending some time, fam, you know what I'm saying, and shaking hands, without a doubt.
Absolutely, get you in the studio, we might have a little... I might have a little EP done before you leave town, man. You never know.
No doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely can make something happen because I'm definitely planning on being out there for a little while, man, you know. So we definitely can make something happen, fam.
You already know, you know, the quality of my music is up there, and so you already know no matter what, you have at least one studio to come put in some work while you're down.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt, man. It would be a crime not to, fam.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, that's the way it goes. DMD in the house. Go get that on iTunes. There is no competition, people. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Raw, what's happening?
And if y'all feel like, you know, adding the old double O East Coast G up in there, you know, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying? I just want to get on track to the people who want to get on track to me. Just rock with people who want to rock with me, man. This game is a lucrative game, man. You know, it ain't all the time you want to have next, but you definitely want to participate in the game. You got to watch who's watching you.
Yep.
So, you know, with that being said, roll with the people who want to roll with you. You know, that's a very valid thing. A lot of these celebs that come here and get on the line can tell you their share of dealing with a whole lot of situations, trials and tribulations, ins and outs, misconceived, miscommunications, and everything that goes with it. Don't let that stop you from still doing your music, still reaching for your goal, if that's what you're there to do. You know what I mean? And
yep.
And go hard with it. Go hard or go home, basically.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I salute you, my G. You already know. I got someone that wanted to chime in real quick. 562-644, Doffo Radio. What's happening?
What's good, Lansky?
Killer Ron in the house. What's happening, Drodians? What's cracking?
Hey, yo, just for the record, bro, this touchscreen to put my phone on mute, so when you clocked me in on that Rage segment, I was talking, but you couldn't hear anything I was saying because it was on mute. So I had some shit to say, but it, like, I got lost in translation, bro.
It's all good. It's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, we'll say it.
I just had 3 points, man. Or the first point was, man, that freaking Mr. Raw joint is dope. And I was saying when him and Sneak Rosty was going at it with that little UK accent, it was tripping me out. I thought I was listening to the BBC. That shit is on point. That shit is on point, man. I want to get that on an album. The second point is definitely get that Sneak Rosty and Dungeon Dragon LP. It got that DMD track, Divine Gift. Divine Gifts in the game, Sneak and DMD go do our own thing, bang and track, get that. Third point. When it was during the Lady of Rage segment.
Bloody rubbish, fucking bloody mess.
hey, but the third point is during that Lady of Rage segment. I tweeted this. I said, hey, my '90s rappers are coming back. They decided to put the arms up and fight, and they just dropping. Badass is coming back. Razzcast has been doing it. Lady of Rage is coming with some heat. So, I mean, it's about time that they come back and take the throne, man, and things are starting to happen.
That's a good point. And for all the independent artists out there, Wednesday nights, 8:30 East Coast time, 5:30 Pacific time, is Independent Artist Showcase on Doffo Radio. Tomorrow night we got Mr. Long, who, speaking of Razzcast, is in a group right now. Originally Mr. Long, obviously, from Black Sheep. You know what I'm saying? But now doing this White Crows thing. And on the show tomorrow, you want your music heard by artists like that, let me know. Let's get you on the show. Inbox me for details. You know what I'm saying? Dire Lansky at Die4Productions.com or Die4Radio at Die4Productions.com. And we talk about what is happening. I got to give a shout-out to my partner in crime, Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? Because we're really trying to put something together right now for an independent artist. That's a beautiful thing. And don't get me wrong to the independent artists out there. This isn't an American Idol. This isn't a judge like a yay or nay, a green light or a red light or, nothing like that. You're literally getting advice. And, you know, they may not even say something about actual track you're doing, but, you know, get a basis off the track you're doing. Be like, look. You know, this is some of my advice. And everybody was independent at one time, and all the artists I'm going to have on the show, you know what I'm saying, are independent at its best, like DMD. You know what I'm saying? Independent out there, putting no Google, no nothing like that, no iTunes, nothing, and making yourself a success. So I think, you know, those are the dudes that are qualified to talk about it. Every Wednesday, let everybody know, have the artist contact me, and they can definitely get more information. And, again, big shout-out to my partner in crime, Todd Davis, because, you know, we got some really big things that we're going to start doing with Die For that really helps universally everybody out. So, you know, as it goes along, we'll definitely be going there. But I didn't mean to interrupt you for that big old Die For shameless plug. Mr. Long tomorrow, though, man, White Crows.
That's what's up. Shameless play to Die For Radio.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, go ahead, give your last shout outs, Killer Ron. I'm gonna go to Sneak, and I'm gonna end it with the song, and we're gonna go ahead and, you know, everybody go back to smoking and making music.
Man, I got Jody and podcast coming out, a new one's coming out with Too Much, aka Nick Fresh, And shameless plug to Die For Radio all day, 646-200-4945. Sorry, 454.
Absolutely. Jody is in the house. Killer Ron, I salute you, my homie.
Yes, sir.
Nate.
Yeah.
Talk
man. Man, to all the artists out there, man, striving to get into the game or, you know, trying to hook up with, you know, some of these real cats, man, through the knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Stay true to yourself, you know what I mean? And understand what you're getting involved in. It's a business, 90% business, it's 10% show. So, you know what I mean? With that being said, man, make sure your paperwork is straight. You know what I'm saying? You got to handle your shit, man. You know what I'm saying? If not, you got to you have some crooks around you. You know what I mean? So, and aside from that, man, I want y'all to go check out my project. You know what I'm saying? Which is that motherfucking Dungeon Dragon LP, man. You know what I'm saying? Certified banger. You know, bangers with an S. You know what I'm saying? That's out right now. So that's my little spiel right now, man. I didn't mean to get on my soapbox, man. But, you know, I love this show, man. I love, you know, being in the presence of greatness, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I got to make sure I earn my keep and let y'all know I'm keeping my sword sharp. You feel me?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, big shout-out to everybody that supports Dafo Radio, this coalition, the Drodians, Music Scribe. I mean, everything that we do around here, the results are phenomenal, and it's going to lead to beautiful, beautiful things. I'm actually going to end it right now with some Army of the Pharaohs. This is actually off a previous album, but look out for their album dropping April 22nd, actually. It's called In Death Reborn. I just did an interview with them yesterday, you know what I'm saying, and Vinny Paz. And the album is banging. Everything on there is tight. You know, again, shout out to my team. Shout out to Hype Magazine. And we'll see you guys tomorrow night with Mr. Long. We'll see you Thursday night with Big Hutch and Chuck D. Looking forward to that. Until then, Die For Radio signing off. Big shout out to my dude, Matt Four. Peace out, y'all.
Monsieur le juge, ce cahier contient des notes rédigées. J'attire votre attention sur les changements spectaculaires de style d'écriture, de ton et de point de vue. Ce que vous avez sous les yeux, ce sont les pensées intimes de plusieurs personnalités différentes. Si vous le permettez, quelques explications. Merci.
I lick a shot in the sky. I warned on, you're gone, cousin Optimus Prime. You a bitch, one of 700 Solomon's wives. I was in Constantinople during Ottoman shine. My Glock is a 9, my 38 Western, a beautiful bitch. You rhyme like a hoe, find a more suitable pitch. You got to find out why German Lugers exist. Dig a hole, bury yourself, beautiful ditch. It ain't a single man living could fuck with the beast. Gay rapper, altar boy, you fucking a priest. Fuck a cop, dirty pig, we bucket police. Dirtbag can't make money, he's stuck in the street.
What you think? I'm sitting in this cage for nothing. If they release me, it's curtains, that's why I live in a dungeon. All black, nothing lit up. I set up walls and hang bodies that I hit up. Can't fit us all. War style, got machetes with old blood on the tip pad. Sitting with artillery to blow you to bits. Shit, king size with the getaway. All black Yukon shoes on every day. Gunplay nowadays more frequent. More real niggas, man, falling off the deep end. And your life depends on me. I ice out the whole joint and put your men on free. We can start a riot in here. Now who with me? Who the fuck gon' ride when this shit gets shifty? Where my niggas at? I know who ride with me. This barrel shit for life, they gon' die right with me. Start a riot in here. Now who with me? Who the fuck gon' ride when this shit gets shifty? Where my niggas at? I know who ride with me. This barrel shit for life, they gon' die right with me.
Spur of the moment, I can strike with a strategic blow. I hold the heaters low and ground you up inside a Peter roll. Explosive botting, it's obvious that I plant bombs. I stand out in crowds like I got fluorescent pants on. Satanic candles lit in my recording room. Yeah. I'm making hits, singing songs to death in auto-tune. Put a bear trap on your ankle, drop you off in Foot Locker. Mug the manager like, what the fuck's poppin'? Punk's droppin'. While I stand tall, you see me, you seen the greatest rapper modern man saw. Electric meat shaver, that's a modern man saw. Precision chop limbs
after our body slam, y'all.
Hands to our body chopper, bloody opera singer, Satan's trigger finger, rock the bells in hell, call me a dead ringer, Freddy Krueger, sweater rocker, Beretta cocker, I'll dead a copper, head to Czechoslovakia, pull the clock, they on security cams, my maturity shows, when I take these young rappers in, I murder they flows, including Wheezy's and Jeezy's, if I had a genie, I'd make major label rappers, Ice Cube and Easy's, monster with the freeze, when I'm conquering MCs, I'll be airing rappers out, like I'm sponsored by Febreze, if you stop to get some Z's, I'll just haunt you in your dreams, smuggle yay from Medellin, and vacation in Belize, believe me.
In here. Now who with me? Who the fuck gon' ride when this shit gets shifty? Where my niggas at? I know who ride with me. This barrel shit for life, they gon' die right with me. Start a riot in here. Now who with me? Who the fuck gon' ride when this shit gets shifty? Where my niggas at? I know who ride with me. This barrel shit for life, they gon' die right with me.